Hi, it's Esther here from Speak More Clearly. This time I would like to do an audio lesson on what I'm calling the surprising A factor. So the reason I wanted to give you this lesson is because I've been working a lot with a lot of different people and they're finding this is an element that comes in, especially when they want to fine up their pronunciation or take their pronunciation to the next level of fluency and flowingness. And also so that people don't keep saying, oh, where are you from? Or I can't understand you. So the whole point of this is there are certain words where the words begin with the letter A, but it's not said as its name, A, it's said as a schwa, because all of these words are two syllables or longer, and the A at the beginning becomes the one of the weak syllables in the word, or the weak syllable, depending on how long the word is. So let's go through them, and we're going to say it the old way and the new way. So people often say again, and it's really up. Again, so the A becomes all the A's in all of these words I'm about to say become a schwa. Schwa meaning the actively de-stressed or weak form of the vowel, and it's the so it's a short okay. Again, practice it with me. And the next word is not a way, but a way, a way. And the next word is not a ward, but a ward, a ward. And the next word is not a like, but a like. Sometimes you do say a like, but not that often. I'll give you a sentence later with that. A like. And the next word is not a round, but around, around. The next word is not agreed, but agreed, agreed. And the next word is not a veil, but avail, avail yourself of something, avail. And the next word is not appear, but appear, appear. And the next word is not achievement, but achievement, achievement. And the next word is not adjust, but adjust, adjust. And the next word, not alive, but alive, alive. And it's not amazing, but amazing, amazing. And the next one is not against, but against, against. And now let's say some sentences. Practice with me. So we're going to each sentence, the sentences will be in the order of the way that these words have just been said. So again, away, award, in that order. So the first sentence is, don't do it again. Again, don't do it again. And the next sentence, they went away. So it's not they went away, it's they went away. They went away. And there you can do a linking between the T at the end of went to the schwa at the beginning of away. Went away. Not they went away, they went away, which helps with your fluency and your rhythm of English. His award, and there's another linking. His award, so the z in his goes to the in award. His award was long overdue. And again, his award was long overdue. And the next sentence, they look so alike, so alike. They look so alike. And the next sentence, practice with me. turn around, so the N can go to the schwa as well. Turn around at the next corner. Turn around at the next corner. And the next sentence, they agreed to go ahead with the deal. And we'll say that again. They agreed to go ahead with the deal. And the next sentence, their efforts, so the R in there, which is normally not said in Australian, with the Australian and British accent, it's usually there. But because the next word, efforts, begins with a vowel, you are going to say the R, but it's going to be the Australian or the British or the American R, but that's always there anyway. Their efforts, so you link them together. Not their efforts. Yeah? Their efforts were to no avail. And again, their efforts were to no avail. And the next sentence, it doesn't appear to be broken. It doesn't appear. The t in doesn't links to the up in appear. It doesn't appear to be broken. And the next sentence, finishing the project was a great achievement. Finishing the project was a great achievement. Again, we're linking the T at the end of great to the in achievement. This gives your speech much more English rhythm and fluency. Next one, can you adjust the strap, please? Can you adjust the strap, please? And the next sentence, he was grateful for being alive. And the the ng at the end of being links to the in alive. Being alive. He was grateful for being alive. And the next sentence, she ran with amazing speed. She ran with amazing speed. And the last sentence, he leaned against the fence. And again, he leaned against the fence. You can also say he leant against the fence, depending on whether you're in America or not. He leaned against the fence. He leant against the fence. So either way, it joins to the it links to the in against. Very good. Okay. I hope that has helped, and enjoy practicing. Bye for now.